The Fayetteville High School Band led a parade of cars decorated with signs and filled with students through the downtown area yesterday. After stopping at the Fayetteville Town Center, students who participated in various clubs and athletic teams were honored for several awards they've won this year. The celebration culminated with the recognition of the girls' basketball team, who won this year's 7A state championship. The team was chosen to be part of the Max Preps Tour of Champions presented by the Army National Guard. Mike Wilkes spoke on behalf of Max Preps.
There are 20,000 girls' basketball teams who play at the varsity level in the United States of America. Out of that 20,000 that we cover on Max Preps, in order to be selected to be on the Tour of Champions, you need to first become a state champion. Now, just in the United States of America, there's over 200 state championship girls basketball teams across all 50 states. Once you're inside those 200 teams, we take a look and we try to find top 10 stories or teams that we decide to celebrate. And let's have a huge round of applause for your team for being picked to be one of those 10 teams. Out of all those 20,000 teams and the 200 state champions, your girls finished as the number 18th team in the United States. Not only that, I've been to a few of these stops, and I am yet to hear the incredible finish that I heard happen in a state championship basketball game. And that's just an amazing testament to this team's character. And what I've also seen at this school, the girls you've got here are succeeding on the court, in the classroom, and in life, and I love being a part of anything that celebrates that.
On March 12th, in the third meeting of the season, Fayetteville slipped past Fort Smith Northside. With a score of 67-66, the Bulldogs won their second state championship in the last 3 years, and its fifth in school history. Wednesday's ceremony ended with a performance by the FHS choir. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
To you our praises sing, our songs from faith.